Vision.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney as we go coast to coast and we zig and zag all over the place, including across those flyover states and beyond our borders as well. Big shout out to those listening in the UK, also in Australia, in China too, I'm told, and New Zealand, and of course, Christina and the gang in Sweden. Here's where we start. Ooh, did you ever see a shuttle launch? If you never have witnessed one, you've got two chances to possibly see one along the Space Coast in Florida. That's it for Discovery. And that's why I bring it up, because it's too late for Discovery. Next time you see Discovery, Discovery will be in the Smithsonian. But the shuttle landed safely for the final time. In fact, here's what it sounded like.
To the ship that has led the way time and time again, we say farewell, Discovery.
Yeah, farewell, Discovery. Speaking of farewell, here's Michael Barrett and Nicole Scott both talking about the space shuttle, the next generation, and the passion on the team.
We have a magnificent station that's just really at the end of its assembly phase, so starting its utilization phase. We've got telescopes that are finding planets like crazy in other solar systems. I don't think there's ever been a better time to think about being an astronaut.
It just felt kind of good to, you know, to bring it as far as we could here at Kennedy. And walking around under the vehicle, I saw so many familiar faces. You know, so much of that, you know, that passion that we talk about that people have working on these vehicles.
Yeah, passion. I think you have to have passion to be in that position. And you have to have that hurry up and wait mentality, because that's what happens. You think of the delays and the precision, you hope anyway, and going over everything that it takes, all the checks into these launches. But that's it. It's the end of a long line of interesting missions for Discovery. Two left, and then you won't see that shuttle program any longer, except for you can still see it if you go to, like, the Smithsonian, and the shuttles are also being retired to some other museums as well. The Smithsonian, though, gets the choicy one, the Discovery. What makes a person so furious they want to chop off the head of their spouse? Maybe that's a ridiculously open-ended question, and there's some of you that are just wincing and saying, oh, I can remember my ex and wife and when I was furious, and I can remember my neighbor who had this happen. But I can't fathom it. This is out of Buffalo, New York. A judge gave the former television executive the harshest punishment he could possibly give him for beheading his estranged wife, 25 years to life in prison, and then slammed his character. Muzzy Hassan claimed his wife abused him, stood with his head pretty much in his lap almost when the judge decided to ram him, and told him that even as far as his own children were concerned, they had nothing but contempt for him. So, he decapitated her. Oof. You know, this is what I'm saying with the rage thing. He stabbed her 40 times and then ultimately decapitated her because he was afraid of her? Give me a break. So that certainly did not fly. Didn't fly. And he killed his wife inside the offices that they had for a Muslim-oriented TV station. Wow. What you have to feel for, as far as these people are concerned, you have to feel for the children, because the children are the ones who really lose out on this. She had filed for divorce a week before her death. So nobody was buying what he was selling. Because if that's what happened, then he would have been rid of her if she was that abusive. Crazy stuff. All right, speaking of crazy, some think it's crazy what Congressman Pete King is trying to do on the Hill. The question also becomes, Do we need a hearing on radical Islam? Will this help us in this country to unearth or thwart plots that might kill innocent Americans? Do our communities need this? Will we pay attention to it? Will it resonate with the American people? I think the witnesses will, because the witnesses are going to warn that you should be worried about radical Islam, because I never thought my kid was going to do this. When you've got relatives of a couple of young men who were literally lured away by these plans, I think that, and they were brainwashed, is what I believe the family members will say, and manipulated. I think that extremism, the radicalization, Islamic extremism, is going to be what's really on display here, and concerns that this could happen in your neighborhood. So the witnesses will be part of honestly, what was very tough to get a seat to, as we heard from our friends from the talk radio news. So King is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, and he's been bombarded by criticisms from all kinds of groups who say he's unfairly targeting one ethnic group, and that it's not right, and that's the problem with this. But King is saying that this is not the case at all, and he's not going to back down to political correctness, because what if somebody could have stopped Major Hassan? Or Melvin Bledsoe's son allegedly attacked, remember this story, an Army recruiting center in Arkansas. And he said that Americans are ignoring the issue. In fact, he was quoted as saying that there's a big elephant in the room. Our society continues not to see it. The wrong is caused by political correctness. So how about that? Is the PC world actually going to kill some of us? I think the positive thing is certainly the families, the parents, talking about sadly, the loss of their sons, but what they were going to try to do, and how did this possibly happen? How did they change? What happened to them along the way that made them decide to flip and want to kill Westerners? So there's been some warnings issued. Even Harry Reid threw his two in. He slammed King, said the hearing could divide Americans based on religion. Gee, do you think we have any divisions because of religion in this country? You think that there are people that are already divided? Ooh. And naturally, CARE got involved in this, the Council on American Islamic Relations. They threw in with other groups. They did a big press conference slamming the hearing, saying it was fear-mongering. So what do you think? Is it fear-mongering? Or do we really need a hearing on radical Islam? And forget the PC police. 800-259-5791. We're checking the mail next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What would the show be like if we weren't at least talking about the weather at some point? What's the common denominator we all share? The weather. You knew that answer. How many times in your life have you gotten onto an elevator, the person kind of shuffled around, looked at you, and then said something about how hot it was, how cold it was, how nasty it was outside? I bet that's happened to me 1,000 times, no joke. Weather is the common denominator. And speaking of weather, boy, there was some weather going on in Alabama. Nasty stuff. And I don't know why. It just amazes me to see what a tornadic activity can do in a very short amount of time. And then often some heavy rain and thunderstorms that turn over cars and just send people scurrying for help, you know, on the side of the road, whatever. I see a lot of abandoned cars when you get some of these wicked storms, and that's exactly what happened in Alabama. Here's the fire chief, Gerald Morgan, talking all about it.
There were heavy thunderstorms in the area, and the National Weather Service had issued a thunderstorm warning. Had a number of automobiles that the windows were blown out. Had an 18-wheeler that was rolled over.
Never good when that happens, especially causing the backups and people that might get caught in the crossfire when it flips. In this case, I don't think anybody got caught up in that other than the backed up traffic. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Oh, thank you very much. You're kind of all over the map in the mail this time around. I'm going to start with what was pretty current. It happened earlier in the day, and man, people noticed because I got 6 emails on this. What happened with Vivian Schiller? She blew it, didn't she, Kate? That one's from Anne, listening to us in Illinois. Yep, she did blow it. She blew it back with the Juan Williams deal, and then this filming of the NPR executive sunk her ship completely, especially the timing of it because of the budget woes every 2 weeks, trying to reassess and come back to the table and working with a budget and having a temporary one in place and all the cries for, why are we funding public radio? Why can't they just do it themselves? It was a bad time for her to be caught in the crossfire, and that's exactly what happened to Vivian Schiller. See, that's the thing. You get on your high horse, you think you're fine, then the next thing you know, you fire a guy like Williams, who jumps on Fox, because he had been a commentator there for so long, and he had friends in the right places, and a lot of people were upset by that. The other two things happen, and forget it. There was no way she was going to survive, because they're trying to make funds still be available for public radio. And as long as she was in place, I can tell you that definitely was not going to happen. Here's one from Big Al, who says, Kate, what do you make of all this Charlie Sheen nonsense? Suddenly a lot of people are coming to his aid. Do you think that this is a staged deal or it's for real? I think it's for real, but he's playing up his 15 minutes that he's getting extra. He's already famous, but now he's the accident that people cannot take their eyes off of. The gazillion Twitter hits, the people who want him to do shows, Mark Cuban has HD Net. And some others who would love for Charlie Sheen to be a part of their network or their local radio station because he's going to make ad revenue. That's what it is. And really, everybody has an opinion on Charlie Sheen. His name comes up in all kinds of places that you wouldn't suspect. It's not just on the entertainment side of things. So who's helping him out? Who's saying he's fine? Roseanne Barr. She posted something about Sheen on her website, and she did say Charlie Sheen makes me look sane, but that he's not on drugs, even though he can get them from the porn stars, but his urine shows clean. He's just in a manic high, and he can't get any drugs to bring him down anymore. I think the fascination with Charlie Sheen, by the way, is going to continue for a while. I don't think that's going to burn out anytime soon. Let's put it that way. I don't think so. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Tiger Dad. Like it, get the reference. Hey, America, tonight I have to say I enjoy your show. I have a question for you. Did you see the statistics on U.S. schools and how many fail? I can't say I'm shocked, but it's very sad. Okay, for those of you who might not have heard the story, and I think we talked about it on America Tonight. I'm sure we talked about what's going on in the schools. But 82% of U.S. schools might actually be carrying the label of failing under No Child Left Behind, that act. Yeah, they're talking about the fact that that could skyrocket the number of schools that would get the gracious distinction to walk around with that label. Arne Duncan, who's the education secretary, broke the good news. So the Department of Education is saying that the percentage of schools not meeting yearly targets, basically, for their students' proficiency in, what are the big things, meeting and math and reading, could jump from 37 to 82% because the states are trying to raise their standards so that they can get the, you know, meet the requirements of the law. That's a sad state of affairs, isn't it? What's going on in the schools? What's the lack of what? The lack of what that's happening? I think it depends on the part of the country that we're talking about, the type of school that we're talking about, too. And what the benchmarks are, by the way. What are the benchmarks in all these individual places? But I think that's a scary, scary number. That is just way too high. Crazy high. Here's one from Joe listening to us in Dallas. Hello, Kate Delaney. I've been enjoying America Tonight. I've been listening to you on KKGM now for, I guess, about 3 months. I have to say, I'm not surprised by what happened in Wisconsin. The unions are the losers here. What say you? Well, the Senate succeeded in voting Wednesday to strip almost all collective bargaining rights from public workers after the Republicans pretty much just outmaneuvered the missing Democrats and approved a proposal that has certainly sent a rift through the state and unions even nationwide. Now, the crowd is getting smaller, but they still have crowds at the Capitol. 7,000 or so were there during the day, and they were screaming, "You're cowards," and all kinds of other things through the windows. Because we know the story now. The 14 Senate Democrats went to Illinois about 3 weeks ago, and they didn't have enough members to consider the governor's budget repair bill, and they were stymied by that. They didn't come back. So they were able to get around it, and that's pretty huge, actually, that they were able to find a way around that. So, and they did it within, you know, a half an hour. Boom, 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 boom. We got it. We're done. By the way, the Democrats are being fined $100 for each session, each day that they miss, but they don't seem to be in any kind of a hurry to get back. And then now you have to ask yourself, are they even doing any good? So what's the diff? If you're not doing any good, you made your point, but now everything still went in a different direction. So enough is enough. It's what you wanted is not going to happen. It's too late. For that. Too late for that. It's not too late for you to be locked and loaded here on America Tonight, because coming up, another version of We Can Count.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
How about this? 75,000 people applying to be an intern. Can you imagine? You know where they want to be an intern? Charlie Sheen's house. They want to hang around the goddesses. You can't make this stuff up. CBS in Los Angeles reported that earlier in the week, and I read it and I was like, wow. So there are a lot of Californians with some time on their hands. They want to work for them. Internships.com says that's how many people have applied. He posted, see, he gets it. He posted a position on their site, and already within days, that's what came up. You know what the job description was? Do you have tiger blood? Are you about winning? Can you plan better than anyone else? If so, we want you on Team Sheen as our media tiger blood intern. Boy, that would be an interesting position to be in, wouldn't it? Since everybody is watching to see what's going to happen next. Yeah, I think so. Forbes released their list of the world's richest people. Sheen wasn't on this one, but I guarantee he'll be on the next one if things continue to go the way they're going for him, at least with endorsements. He's making crazy money on endorsements. So no surprise, a Mexican telecom tycoon, Carlos Slim, still has the top spot as the world's richest person for the second year in a row. And, boy, he has a lot of moolah. You look at the fact that he has the largest stake in the New York Times. He owns a large stake, anyway, the New York Times company. That's kind of frightening, isn't it? And a couple of other big companies. I think the Times, though, is the frightening one. He's amassed a fortune, $74 billion. Bill Gates has been giving away a bunch of money. So is investor Warren Buffett. The worth of both of those billionaires got a 25% bump, however, so don't feel too badly for them, to $4.5 trillion in 2011. $4.5 trillion. Isn't that just crazy? And the number of billionaires continuing to grow. 199 new additions to the list. That's over 2,200. The fastest growing, Russia and Brazil. That's where most are coming from, Russia and Brazil. I'd have to say, if you're paying attention to what's going on with the markets and whatnot, you wouldn't necessarily be surprised by that either. All right. Also, on We Can Count, 10 people indicted in Minnesota for a $10 million bank fraud ring. So did you hear this story? Do you know what they did? Well, you got the number, the 10 mil, but what was the fraud involved here? Well, they're charged anyway in what's being called out of Minneapolis an incredible identity theft ruse by employees in some of the largest banks in the U.S., actually. One defendant is the manager of a Wells Fargo branch. He had bank account information for several people in the car and at home when they were picked up. And they've got some other things about buying and selling people's personal information. Boy, that's frightening, isn't it? To think that people in the banks, when they've got credit cards and when they get loans and all that other stuff where to get cash, that what's happened is bank employees in Minnesota and other places were recruited to get customer information and do phony transactions, and that's how they ended up getting the numbers of the people and doing the identity theft on to the detriment of those people, to be sure. Doing identity theft on those folks, and man, that is just awful, because it's tough to untangle yourself from that. It's very tough to do. All right, Don in Wyoming is back. Let's go to Don. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
You've got even one of them Russian billionaires that owns the Nets now. Can you believe that?
I know. It's crazy.
Well, billionaires in Russia, who would ever thought of that, huh? Or
exactly.
In China, for that matter. So.
Exactly.
Hey, by the way, last hour, before I run out of range here on you, you were talking to Al up there in Canada, and he was talking, and he made a comment about something about intelligence and Obama, and I screamed it out. Al, you never put those two words in the same sentence, you know. It's an oxymoron. My God, my back was screeching, you know. I was like, oh, my gosh. But anyway, though, it's something we know down here in America. Maybe they haven't figured that out up in Canada yet. But anyway, though, hey, Kate, you know, and then you were also talking about, possible people running for Republican Party for governor and, you know, the Donald and, savvy for being a businessman, and unfortunately, he doesn't have any experience in politics, and I just can't, you know, Forbes tried to run a few years back, and Steve Forbes did, you know, and he was billionaire slash businessman, and in fact, he was just quoting his magazine. All the billionaires around the world, but I think you've got to have, you know, some political experience. And I was going to throw one here out on you. It'll kind of lead into what I wanted to talk to you about anyways. How about Romney and Huntsman? We can call them the two Mormon boys, huh? So.
There you go.
You got Romney, who is the governor of Massachusetts, who was kind of towards the center there, you know, and dealing with those unbelievable liberal communists that are in that state, you know, running it, you know. And then you got, of course, Huntsman, who was the governor of Utah before he took over the ambassadorship to China. And of course, Utah, along with Wyoming and a few other states, not many of them, have a law in their constitution that states that they have to have a balanced budget. You cannot run a debt. And I just kind of laugh at our state doesn't have, you know, Wyoming and you know, my home state of Utah. Neither of us have a deficit. And I, you know, I listen to the news out of Los Angeles and every night, and I'm just kind of laughing because, you know, $20-something billion in debt, all these states that are in debt because they never wanted to pass a bill that said, you know, they have to be, they have to balance their budget before they can go home.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, that's one thing Americans, I think, are want right now. They're tired of hearing the federal government's in debt. We're tired of the debt getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so we're going to have some people in there that can figure out ways to do that. And I don't, like I said, you know, I don't got nothing against Trump. I think he's a great businessman, but sure has hard-working wives, I'll tell you that. But but anyways, I don't think he'd have the first clue at how to deal with politicians other than telling them you're fired, which you can't do, you know. But hey, and, you know, when I brought up Huntsman, you know, I had quite a few conversations with Governor Huntsman when he was the governor of Utah. And one of the conversations that I had, and since I left on such a short notice last night, was about education. And the fact that how much money is being spent, the majority of the budget for every state in this country is revolved around its public education.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, Utah's got a $12 billion budget and $8 billion of it goes to education, you know, two-thirds of it. And I'm like, well, and I didn't mean to make it sound bad, but you constantly, all you ever hear is you got to get rid of the bad teachers. And it's kind of like, is it the teacher's responsibility to educate? Whose responsibility is it, Kate, if you have a child, that child to be educated?
The parents.
Exactly. You know, and when I brought this conversation up with what Governor Huntsman wants, he uses a really cool analogy. He said education, in his view, is like a three-legged stool. You have three legs. You have the kid, you have the parent, and you have the teacher. You know, and if one of those three is not doing its job, guess what? The stool doesn't stand, does it? It can't stand.
You're right.
Split.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got to have all three working. And to constantly just for parents to point out, most of the parents I know that have children, Kate, they really work with their kids. I mean, they're doing the PTA thing. They're doing the, you know, they're sitting there doing the homework with them, you know, and they're making sure their kids are, you know, and I'm not trying to say that every parent's a bad parent in America because they're not, you know, making sure their kids are getting educated. But I'm just saying that there's, you know, if we're going to sit there and point at the teachers and hold them responsible, then we've got to figure out a way to hold the children responsible and hold the parents responsible. You know, what would happen if you told the parents, hey, you know what? Our state, Wyoming right now, spends $200 a week for a kid to be in school. You know, almost as much as it costs to go to college. But in any case, $200 a week. What if we just sit there and say, if your kid at the end of the week is going to get a grade from all those teachers, and if it does an average of C, well, let me tell you something, Kate, according to most educators I know, all you need to do is show up to get a C. You know?
I know.
And if you don't get a C, then they're going to charge you $200. How many weeks would it take for a parent to have to write out $200 checks back to the school district before he made sure that his kid was doing homework and was succeeding in school?
Yeah, you know? Touche. What an interesting idea. Stay with us.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Midas Resources, March 9th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,433.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,469.92, $734.96 for a half ounce, and $367.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,469.92, $734.96, and $367.48.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Finish line of this hour here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of quick things to hammer on. One, if you've been watching what's happening in Wisconsin, who has the last word? Maybe the governor did a fast one, pulled a fast one after getting slammed for softening up because all of a sudden he talked about compromise, something he hadn't done before. What has now happened, Wednesday, the Wisconsin Senate succeeded in voting to strip pretty much all collective bargaining rights from the public workers. So the Republicans, you could say, found a way to circumvent the missing Democrats, and they approved a proposal that has everybody in the nation watching. And it absolutely has turned upside down the world of many in that state. Because you still have angry pro-union protesters that are there at the Capitol. It's screaming and yelling and all that sort of stuff. The Wisconsin Democrats say the absent 14 will return. They don't want to pay all those fines, I guess. That's a long, you know, you're talking 18 days. Woo! That's a long time. Who pays the price for that? So the budget conundrum we have in Washington continues. And every 2 weeks, what are we going to do? Keep coming up with a way to pass the buck again. And people are tired of it. Everybody is waking up to what's going on, I think, the lack of action in D.C. So a new poll by Bloomberg shows that. With neither of the two parties reaching a compromise on the budget, you know, they did, at least there was no government shutdown, but the survey showed 77% of Americans realize spending cuts are necessary to reduce the deficit they want to made with the government open. Only 20% actually favor implementing spending cuts, even if it leads to a government shutdown. Democrats would probably benefit most from a shutdown, more than Republicans. But that poll shows something completely different. 45% say a shutdown would help the Republicans. 35% say the Democrats would be the winners. Here's the key. Who cares? We're all losers in this situation. We can't even have, for God's sake, a balanced budget. And we won't have one, as I said the other night, in my lifetime probably. How did we get to this point? How did that happen? Where it became just impossible. Impossible. All right, this is a big one because we've talked about net neutrality. The wild, wild west. That's what the net still is, the internet. So the Republican controlled House voted to repeal the FCC rules that forbid phone and cable companies from interfering with internet traffic on their broadband networks. You know what the vote was? 15-8. And the 15-8 vote would nullify the FCC's new network neutrality regulation. The rules are all about closing up phone and cable companies, the loopholes they have from using their control over broadband connections they might have to dedicate or to dictate, rather, where their the people that get their service go and what they do online. I'll just tell you this. If you're on Skype, the web, Facebook, Twittering, your details are out there. Your business is out there. If you don't want your business out there, then you have to not be doing any of it. And or you have to get really incredible safeguards. Because it's easy to crack a code. There's some that if you have nothing, it's easy to crack that code. But even some that you would think would make sense don't make sense. And the code gets cracked and you get compromised. What about Libya, Libya, Libya? Well, right now, the big tug of war is over the no-fly zone. And a guy like Richard Lugar is warning, whoa, 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 with this no-fly zone conversation. He's saying that the United States can't take any military action to intervene on these struggles unless Congress is prepared to issue a declaration of war. Saying that ousting Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is not of vital interest to America. He does have a point. Boy, what a week it's been for the president. The Gitmo thing, having to do a mea culpa there. I changed my mind. We've got to do something about these detainees. I'm not going to win this war. Guess what we're doing? Yeah. Military tribunals. And this was one of the big things. It's going to be closed down. It's going to be closed down. Here's the date. You won't see this horrific house of horrors open anymore. for anybody to come and report on what's happening there. Okay, I want to mix this one in, too, because when we're talking about education, this fits. And you may see some other states do the same thing. Idaho voted to phase out teacher tenure with restrictive collective bargaining power. So by doing that, they approve a bill that would say, forget the whole tenure thing for teachers, and here's what you can and cannot do with your collective bargaining rights. The bill went to the governor's desk after it was approved by the House, 48-22. Just 9 Republicans joined Dems in opposing the measure. After hours of debate, Under the Idaho proposal, check it out, teachers with seniority would no longer be safe when school districts reduce the workforce. So you can't be grandfathered in. Well, I've been here 20 years. You can't let me go. So it's a program that provides cash incentives for teachers to retire early because then they would be eliminated and the Idaho school districts that lose students wouldn't get to hold on to 99% of the state's funding. Yeah, it's convoluted. Why can't we just get from point A to point B, cut out all the nonsense, balance the budget, and end the insanity of what's going on with our nation's children? And if you can't afford to send your kid to private school, they got to go to public school, and you walk into a classroom and find that your child is sitting there among 45 other people or some crazy number, that isn't a good thing, especially for young learners. They need a much smaller ratio, much smaller than that. Be an absolute disaster for some, the ones that need the specific attention. And no way, no how will they get it under those circumstances. I think we haven't heard the last of the argument over education, so we're going to put it to bed here. I want to remind everyone, you can email me your thoughts if you can't get in or you're not by a phone or whatever reason. You can email me whatever you want to talk about to americatonight.net. You're basically going to the website and sending me that email. Couldn't be easier. And I appreciate all the emails I get every day. I have to clean them out. There's like a red line. I'm just waiting for it to go off. Too many emails. Too much email. You clean it out, purge it, and then it starts all over again. But we do appreciate it.